Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. I'll begin with an article from the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for May 11th. Here's what's in the spotlight, compiled by J.I. staff. Haunted tours at Nathan Hale House. The Nathan Hale Homestead, 2299 South Street in Coventry, is hosting Tales from the Other Side in celebration of Beltane on Friday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Take a room-by-room candlelight tour of the homestead all the way up to the attic. Hear long-standing homestead ghost stories and recent ghostly interactions that Hale Museum interpreters have experienced firsthand, as featured on the Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters. Then settle in for light refreshments and a gallery reading by spirit medium, historian, and author Courtney McInvale Reardon of Seaside Shadow Tours in Mystic. Beltane is an ancient Gaelic May Day that rivals All Hallows' Eve. Its connection between the living and the dead has been celebrated and honored for centuries. Beltane is celebrated in May, and what better time to embrace the thin veil than on a full moon weekend? The evening's goosebump-inducing content may not be suitable for those younger than 12. The cost is $25 per person. Reservations are required as space is limited. Register by calling 860-742-6917 or emailing Hale, H-A-L-E, at ctlandmarks.org. The event will be held again on Saturday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. For more information, visit the website ctlandmarks.org. World's Largest Pancake Breakfast. The Spirit of Springfield will host the world's largest pancake breakfast on Saturday, May 13th from 8 to 11 a.m. on Main Street between State and Bridge Streets. Sheriff Nick Cochi is serving as honorary chairman of this year's Flapjack Fest, which has been an annual Springfield tradition since 1986. Visitors will dine on a hot, hearty breakfast of pancakes served with bacon, coffee, juice, milk, butter, and syrup, all prepared by an army of volunteers. Pancake tickets are $3 for adults and $1 for children. Beverages are free. Students in Springfield and surrounding communities will receive free tickets. For more information, call 413-733-3800 or email staff at spiritofspringfield.org or visit the website spiritofspringfield.org. Pieces for Peace Art. The Pieces for Peace Traveling Youth Art Exhibit will make a stop at Art Space Wyndham Gallery, 480 Main Street in Willimantic. The exhibit runs Sunday, May 14th through Saturday, May 27th. Youths from 73 countries have contributed to Pieces for Peace, and their art has been featured throughout the world. Willimantic will host the exhibit as part of the city's 325th anniversary celebration. Gallery hours are Sunday, May 14th, 1 to 4 p.m., Thursday, May 18th, 3 to 9 p.m., Friday, May 19th, 3 to 8 p.m., Saturday, May 20th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, May 21st, 2 to 6 p.m., with special reception Friday, May 26th, 3 to 5 p.m., and Saturday, May 27th, 1 to 4 p.m. Times for group viewings may be arranged by calling Jean Morosini at 860-228-9293 or Sue Moon at 860-974-1398. Michael Jackson Tribute Band, D.A. Foster, At Infinity, by J.I. Staff. Hartford. Who's Bad, the only sanctioned Michael Jackson tribute band, will be at Infinity Music Hall and Bistro, 32 Front Street, on Friday, May 12th. The show starts at 8:30 p.m. Tickets range from $39 to $64. On Saturday, May 13th, D.A. Foster and the Shabu All-Stars will bring a musical extravaganza to Infinity to benefit Work for Vessels for Vets. The show starts at 8 p.m. Ticket prices range from $35 to $50. A long-established force on the Connecticut music scene, Foster has assembled a team of top-notch musicians who provide a solid night of entertainment. Joining them will be legendary Hartford rock and roll band Duke and the Esoterics. These two great bands come together for a night of musical fun to raise money and awareness for Work Vessels for Vets, a nonprofit organization that helps returning veterans start a business or return to school. D.A. Foster's direct involvement with the music scene by way of the legendary Shabu Inn has been integral to the careers of many of today's most widely known artists and musicians. D.A.'s newest rhythm and blues album is titled The Real Thing. Duke and the Esoterics is a Hartford-area rock and roll band that has played essentially the same set list since it was formed in 1981. For more information or to purchase tickets, call the box office at 866-666-6306 or visit the website infinityhall.com. Moms Are the Guest of Honor Sunday by J.I. Staff. All moms can feel special Sunday, Mother's Day, when they visit select museums in North Central Connecticut and the region. Inspired by the national observance, the Nathan Hale Homestead in Coventry, Phelps Hathaway House and Garden in Suffield, Connecticut Trolley Museum in East Windsor, and other venues are offering free admission or tailor-made programs. Mother's Day Tea at Hale Homestead and Phelps House. The Nathan Hale Homestead and Phelps Hathaway House will celebrate with a tea on Sunday, May 14th at 1 p.m. Mothers and special others are invited to enjoy special treats and to learn about 18th century tea etiquette from Mrs. Hale at Hale Homestead, 2299 South Street in Coventry, and from Mrs. Phelps at Phelps Hathaway House and Garden, 55 South Main Street in Suffield. Mrs. Phelps will offer a light tea in the summer house and speak of the significant social and political role that tea played during the Revolutionary War and the years that followed. A tour of the Phelps House and Garden concludes with a traditional tea service featuring savory sandwiches, scones with homemade lemon curd and jam, a festive cake, and many pots of tea. Young guests are welcome to don a period costume. Admission to tea at either site is $25 for adults and $15 for children. Reservations are required. Call the Hale Homestead at 860-742-6917 or the Phelps House at 860-668-0055 or email hale@ctlandmarks.org or Phelps, P-H-E-L-P-S, dot Hathaway, H-A-T-H-E-W-A-Y, at ctlandmarks.org. Connecticut Trolley Museum, East Windsor, Moms and grandmothers will be given free admission to the Connecticut Trolley Museum, 58 North Road, on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Trolley rides are the big draw, but there's also exhibits and other museums on the grounds. The history and evolution of the electric trolley and its impact on society can be seen in the Trolley Museum Visitor Center. The display is a journey on the evolution of the electric trolley from the horse car to the PCC. Also, learn how society was impacted by amusement parks, trolley parks, streetcar suburbs, and a growth of mill towns. The Connecticut Fire Museum is dedicated to the preservation and appreciation of antique fire apparatus and associated equipment. A nonprofit and historical association, Connecticut Antique Fire Apparatus Association Incorporated, the parent organization of the Connecticut Fire Museum, was organized in 1968 and later incorporated in 1971. The Fire Museum opened in 1975. The Connecticut Motor Coach Museum is open the same hours as the Connecticut Trolley Museum. Admission is included with Trolley Museum tickets. The Motor Coach Museum is in the annex behind the Fire Museum. Admission to the museums is adults $10, seniors 62 and older $9, children ages 4 to 12, $7, children 3 and younger, free. For more information, call 860-627-6540 or visit the website ct-trolley.org. Harriet Beecher Stowe Center, Hartford. The Harriet Beecher Stowe Center invites families to visit on Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. when all moms gain free admission in honor of Mother's Day. The story of Harriet Beecher Stowe, internationally famous author of the best-selling anti-slavery novel Uncle Tom's Cabin, will illustrate how one person can change the world. The National Historic Landmark Stowe House is being renovated, but visitors can take a guided tour of the 1873 Visitor Center and 1884 Catherine Seymour Day House, a Gilded Age mansion filled with Stowe's own memorabilia and Beecher Stowe family furnishings. Stowe Center staff will offer a behind-the-scenes look inside the Stowe House as preservation work allows. Stowe Center tours run through the day, with the last one stepping off at 4:30 p.m. Reservations are suggested for the 1:30 p.m. family tour for children ages 5 through 12 with an accompanying adult. Before or after the tour, shop the museum store with books and gifts at 10% off. For more information, call 860-522-9258, extension 317, or visit the website harrietbeecherstowe.org. That's harrietbeecherstowe.org. Old Sturbridge Village, Sturbridge, Mass. Old Sturbridge Village offers free admission to all mothers on Mother's Day, courtesy of Hartford Pilgrim Healthcare. Family events are planned throughout the day, including demonstrations of cooking for children, hands-on crafts, and performances. At the Visitor Center, mothers can fill out a prize drawing ticket for a chance to win a handcrafted coffee pot made by a tinsmith at Old Sturbridge Village and then painted by Ann Dimmock, curator of the Historical Society of Early American Decoration. The estimated value of the coffee pot is about $600. The museum is open Wednesdays through Sundays from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 800-733-1830 or visit the website osv.org. New England Carousel Museum, Bristol. The New England Carousel Museum at 95 Riverside Avenue, Route 72, will celebrate Family Sunday on May 14th from noon to 4 p.m. with a special craft designed with mom in mind. Participants will pose for a photo in the main gallery and then decorate a frame to hold their photo. In honor of the day, all mothers get in free when accompanied by their children. Along with creating the craft, visitors can tour the museum and ride the carousel. Admission to Family Sunday is $6 for adults and $5 for children and includes the price of the craft. For more information or to make a reservation, call 860-585-5411 or visit the website thecarouselmuseum.org. Brass Trio Concert on Sunday by J.I. Staff, Hartford. A Hartford Independent Chamber Orchestra Brass Trio will give a concert on Sunday, May 14th from 3 to 4 p.m. at the New Britain Museum of American Art as part of its Spring Sunday Music Series. The museum is at 56 Lexington Street. The concert is free with museum admission of $15 for adults, $12 for seniors age 62 and older, $10 for students and youths ages 13 to 17, free for children younger than 12. Musicians performing Sunday will be Catherine Cummings, horn, Jordan Jacobson, trombone, and Allison Laser, tuba. For more information, call 585-319-8005 or visit the website HICORCHESTRA.com. Hartford Symphony to Play with Dogs by J.I. Staff, Hartford. The Hartford Symphony Orchestra will present Playing with Dogs on Saturday, May 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bushnell. The orchestra brings together music and mutts like you've never seen before. On-stage action will include canine performers, film sequences submitted by the public, and heartwarming stories of our unique bond with man's best friend, all set to music inspired by our very special love of dogs. Tickets begin at $23. Student tickets are $10, and $25 tickets are available for patrons 40 and younger. For more information, call 860-987-5900 or visit the website www.hartfordsymphony.org. Sound of Music and Chapter 2 on Stage This Weekend by J.I. Staff, Ellington. Ellington High School's opening night players will present The Sound of Music Friday, May 12th through Sunday, May 14th at the high school's Gordon C. Getchell Auditorium, 37 Maple Street. A postulant named Maria is sent to serve as the new nanny to the seven children of Captain George von Trapp. Once there, Maria turns the family upside down and in the process brings music and love back into their lives. The production includes the timeless songs Edelweiss, My Favorite Things, Do Re Mi, and many others, as well as memorable characters brought to life. The musical will feature more than 80 students from throughout the Ellington school system. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m., Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are $12 for adults, $10 for students, and senior tickets. Tickets may be purchased at the door or online by visiting openingnightplayers.com, and night is spelled K-N-I-G-H-T. Chapter 2 in Suffield. The Suffield Players production of award-winning playwright Neil Simon's Chapter 2 continues Friday through Sunday, May 12th through the 14th, and Friday and Saturday, May 19th and 20th, at Mapleton Hall, 1305 Mapleton Avenue. Showtimes are 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, with a Mother's Day matinee at 2 p.m. An ensemble of actors, artists, and technicians from Massachusetts and Connecticut are gathering together to make this romantic story come to life. Chapter 2 is a second-time-around love story about George, a recently widowed writer, and Jenny, a divorced actress. Their friends are determined to see true love when, tender, funny, and filled with Simon's clever quips and dialogue, Chapter 2 is a tale of how love can bloom after loss. Tickets are $19, with discounts for groups, seniors, students, and seasoned subscribers. For more information or to purchase tickets, call 800-289-6148 or 860-668-0837 or visit the website www.suffieldplayers.org. Valley Rep spins bedtime stories. Enfield Valley Repertory Company will present the comedy Bedtime Stories Friday and Saturday, May 12th and 13th, and 19th and 20th at 7 p.m. at Esnunta Community College, 170 Elm Street. Tickets are $15, students and seniors $10, and are available by calling 860-810-6152 or visit the website www.valleyrep.com. Next, let's take a look at the CT Now section of the Hartford Current for May 11th. Here are this week's best bets. Early Bird Social Club. Party on the early end of the night at the second round of Early Bird Social Club, a gathering at the Dirt Salon, 50 Bartholomew Avenue in Hartford on Saturday at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20 in advance and $30 at the door subject to availability and include a DJ dance party, one drink ticket, and food from the Iron and Grain truck. For information, visit the website breakfastxlunchxdinner.com/tickets. Interactions with the Russians. The Hartford Symphony Orchestra's Big May concert would appear to have a little current events interest. Russian intensity features stirring works by Borodin, his Prince Igor Overture, Glazunov's Concerto for Violin in A Minor, and Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4 in F Minor. This weekend at the Bushnell in Hartford, Donato Cabrera conducts Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. Admission is $33 to $68. For tickets or information, call 860-987-5900 or visit the website bushnell.org. Rising Pint Brewfest. This annual Brewfest returns to East Hartford's Rensselaer Field Saturday at 1 p.m. featuring fast tastings of craft beer from dozens of breweries, eats from local restaurants and food trucks, and live music. Tickets are $45 in advance and $50 at the gate, including free parking, admission, and commemorative tasting cup. Food is extra. For information and tickets, visit the website risingpint.com. Robin Hood Fair. Robin Hood and his merry fellows return to North Haven, 290 Washington Avenue, for three consecutive weekends of reliving the days of old. First up Saturday and Sunday is Pet Weekend, which features dog trick and costume contests. Pets, $5. Pirates Overrun the Grounds, May 20th to the 21st, and Memorial Day weekend. It's Bromance and Brews featuring a beer-chugging contest Saturday and a Nottingham After Dark party from 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday night for grown-ups only. And on May 28th, couples can renew their vows with Friar Tuck. Saturday and Sundays and Memorial Day from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Admission is $15. Kids 7 to 15 pay $10. For information, call 860-478-5954 or visit the website robinhoodsfaire.com. Buy one, get one free. Roller coaster season has begun, and Lake Compounds Amusement Park is offering 2-for-1 fun Saturdays and Sundays in May. BOGO tickets must be purchased online for use this Saturday and Sunday and May 20th or 21st. Offer good for regular admission only, and both tickets must be used on the same day. For tickets or information, visit the website Lake Compounds, compounce.com. From the food section, Expo, Made in Connecticut. It's all things local when the Made in Connecticut Expo returns to the Farmington Polo Grounds on Saturday and Sunday. More than 300 businesses, crafters, artisans, and foodies from around the state will showcase and sell their wares. The show, which is under a tent, takes place rain or shine and features food companies, crafts, fashion designers, artists, farm producers, pet companies, furniture makers, and upcyclers. Food trucks include 744 Express, Admiral Gyros, Mariano's Cannoli Truck, Zabo's, Fire Truck Smoker Munchies Food Truck, Truffle on Main, Pork and Friends, Poutine, Four Flowers, Shoreline, Prime, Maui Wowie, Comfort Zone, Chompers, Ultimate Barbecue, Cristiano's Mini Donuts and Desserts, Cristiano's Pizza, and the Cupcake Chic. Beer and wine selections from local Connecticut breweries and wineries will also be available. The Made in Connecticut Expo at the Farmington Polo Grounds, 152 Town Farm Road in Farmington, runs 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $8. Kids under 12 are admitted free. Parking is $5. For information, visit the website facebook.com/MadeInCTExpo. Diana Krall, Turn Up the Quiet World Tour 2017-2018 will be stopping off at the Bushnell on June 13th. For tickets or information, call 860-987-5900 or visit the website bushnell.org. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for May 11th, and the CT Now section of the Hartford Courant for May 11th. Today's program was made possible by funding from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. If you have a question or need more information on any of the stories I've read, call Chris at 860-727-9579 or toll-free at 1-800-708-0004. Once again, that's 860-727-9579 or toll free at 1-800-708-0004. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.